So it's March, and thank you for joining me again today in the KKRN studio as the Scratched Up Players presents Arts Around Town. As usual, I'm in the studio with Lily Dubois, our technical wizard, without whom this show would not be possible. And as you know, if you've listened to our show, I tend to interview people whose work I know and admire. And today's guests are two gifted and hardworking actors who both have plays that opened this month in two separate theater venues. Pamela Carney opened March 10th at Axiom Repertory Theater in the Tony Award-winning musical The Secret Garden, based on the classic book by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It's called a children's book, but it is a wonderful story for all ages. You can purchase tickets online or at the door, 2613 Bocelli Lane. It promises to be a winner. It closes Saturday, March 19th, with two shows that day, a matinee and evening performance at 7:30. The Riverfront Theater opened March 11th with Steel Magnolias. And my other guest is the lead actor in that play, Mallory Glavin, who I interviewed earlier this year. Steel Magnolias runs through March 26th. Tickets are available now online at Enjoy the Store or at the door, 1950 California Street. If you haven't seen the new Riverfront yet, you really should check it out. And in other announcements, the Reading Performing Arts Center offers classes in youth theater and performance theater for all ages, including children's theater starting at grades 1 and 2 on up through high school, with classes in musical theater and dance. Check it out at readingperformingartscenter.com if you have an aspiring performer around. I also want to call your attention to the Scratched Up Players every Thursday night right here on KKRN at 8 p.m. The first two Thursdays are our play presentations of local writers. The third Thursday is Arts Around Town with theater news and interviews. And the fourth Thursday is Write Stuff with Jim Dowling interviewing authors. So please tune in and let us know what you think. And please, if there is an announcement you would like to hear on this program, email me at lindareagan150@gmail.com. We welcome your thoughts and input on events you would like to announce. If you have questions you would like answered about theater in our town, please ask and we will find someone who has the answer. And now for my first guest. She's been with us before, the hardworking star of Steel Magnolias, who is here to give us the lowdown on this play, which opens tomorrow in real time, March 11th. But as you have heard, it is a short run and it closes on March 27th, so you better get your tickets now. Mallory Glavin, welcome back to Arts Around Town.
Thank you. And it's actually March 26th is our last performance
March
date.
March 26th.
Saturday,
thank
March
you.
26th. Don't come on the 27th.
It's the other play that...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Because I've talked about both of those. I'm going to have to go back and correct myself. Mallory, welcome back to Arts Around Town. So glad you were able to give us a few minutes because I know running the Riverfront just keeps you busy and starring in this show at the same time must leave you a little breathless.
It does. It does. I just keep changing hats over and over and over again. Switching
gears. But excited, too.
It's very exciting. I'm super excited about all the stuff we have going on over at the theater. It keeps me busy, but it keeps me excited. So that's good.
So what can you tell the few people who might be unfamiliar with this play? Hard to believe, but
I know.
Possibly.
That's the funny thing is we keep forgetting that there might actually be people who are not familiar with the story of Steel Magnolias. So I won't do any spoilers in case there are people listening who have not seen the movie or the play before.
Uh-huh.
It's a slice of life sort of play because you're seeing real moments in these women's lives, and they were real women. Robert Harling wrote this play about his sister who died of diabetes and the women who he was surrounded with growing up. So every character in this play is a real woman who influenced Robert Harling's life and who he wanted to honor and represent in his show. So we've been really trying to keep that in mind throughout the rehearsal process, is that these are real people. And so we're trying to honor them as humans as much as possible. And Yeah, it's just, it's a great story about the friendships that you forge with other women and the way that you are able to lift each other up and also get real with each other.
Uh-huh.
When you really are comfortable with someone, it's not all laughing and telling each other how wonderful they are. It's also being pretty real with each other about things. And I just think it's a beautiful story. And,
it is.
And really beautifully written.
And kind. They're
and
also
kind.
Very kind to
oh,
one
absolutely.
Another.
They could not get through all of the things that they're dealing with without each other.
Yeah.
And in all of the big moments in their lives, they gravitate back to Truvies because that's where they can process their life is with their friends at the beauty salon.
So how's it been working with Erin Haney Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien as directors?
It has been fantastic. They're wonderful. They're so organized, which is not always found in the theater. But they came in at the very first rehearsal with a really clear idea of what they wanted and what their vision for the show was. And that left us a lot of freedom as actors to just explore our characters because we didn't have to worry about blocking or props or set or any of that because they had their vision and they had it clearly enough that we could see it too. So we could really just focus on the craft of acting, which was really nice.
I worked with them many years ago and they are just such pros.
Yes.
They're just great.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's coming up next at the Riverfront?
And yes, after Steel Magnolias closes on the 26th, we are switching gears very quickly and opening some original work on April 1st. The first two weekends in April, we have three original one acts making their debut at Riverfront. Susan Doherty, who was very involved with Riverfront for many years and moved over to the coast and has been involved with the theater over there, she met Howard, and he has written three one acts that are actually kind of along the same lines as Steel Magnolias in that they explore the relationships between people and very real type of people. So we're very excited to be able to present those shows and have them seen on stage for the first time. And it's a really cool mix of Riverfront people and Axiom and people from the coast. And it's a very community theater experience.
Well, so. And they've been doing it online.
Yes, yes.
They've been rehearsing online.
They've been doing most of their rehearsals via Zoom, which is cool. You know, we're all adapting to this new world and using all of the new tools that we have at our fingertips. And it's really cool to see it all happening. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the shows. I have not seen any of the rehearsals or anything. I'm going in with fresh eyes and I'm really excited
Great.
To be able to do that.
Looking forward to that.
April 1st and 2nd. And then April 8th and 9th.
Oh, so they're good. Two weekends.
Yeah, two weekends of Friday and Saturday shows.
Great. And what comes after that?
After that, we have Playwrights Night Out Junior, which is going to be
awesome.
It's our first time having a Playwrights Night Out that's just focused on kids 12 to 18. So it's going to be completely youth produced with adults.
Supervision,
obviously, but the scripts will be written by the kids involved, and it'll be directed by 12 to 18 year olds, acted by 12 to 18 year olds.
Wow.
So I am really excited about that program to really get the young artists involved.
And where are you getting these kids?
Anywhere they want to come from. We've been reaching out to the local schools, local high schools and middle schools, and specifically the English and theater teachers at the local schools. But honestly, anyone who's interested, we have slots for, like I said, directors, actors, and writers. The scripts are all due April 8th. And you can send those in to Riverfront or turn them into your teacher and they'll be able to get them to us, you know, however the easiest way is. But we're really excited to see what the young artists come up with there and to have this be an annual thing.
That does sound exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we're also very excited that the Sundial Film Festival is coming to Riverfront this year. It'll be our first year hosting the Sundial Film Festival and that'll be in May. Which it will be a whole different experience for Riverfront. We've never hosted a film festival before.
Never had the space before.
We've never had
to
the space
it.
Before, exactly. So we're very excited about that collaboration as well.
So you have screen and everything to...
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, we are getting it all together.
Terrific.
A little bit at a time, one step at a time. Yep.
So you've played so many roles, but is there anything that you is on your bucket list that you're just dying to do?
Well, you know, one of my actual favorite scripts that I've ever read in my entire life, I fell in love with it in college. We're actually doing it Riverfront this summer, Proof by David Auburn.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I fell in love with that script when I was in college, and I'm so excited that Riverfront is going to be producing it because it is a really cool story, and it won David Auburn won the Pulitzer for it when it first came out, and it's a really beautifully written script.
And have you seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie. I've seen the play about three times. I've seen the play three times, but I have not seen the movie. I'm sure it's a lovely movie, a wonderful movie, but I loved the play so much that I almost don't want to see the movie because I have a very, very strong attachment to the play, and they always have to change things. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
It's two completely different storytelling mediums, so you have to change things.
I know. I usually prefer the theater, actually.
I mean, there's something to be said for both, but
I have it DVR'd actually, and I haven't watched
it. I've heard good things. I'm sure it's a wonderful movie, but I just kind of that's a special one for me, so I kind of keep it separate.
Yeah, you want to keep your own reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense to me.
That's going to be a great show, and Samantha Fork's going to be directing it for us, which is very exciting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right. And anything else coming up that we should know about?
What? That wasn't enough?
Well, the whole year.
I know, right? We do have the whole year. Well, yes, we are hoping to put together a children's workshop in August following Proof. And then we're rolling right into our fall and winter season, which...
Is there a regular playwrights night out?
There is a playwrights night out every year, but it's not always at the same time of year. So this year, Playwrights Night Out has already happened.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So the adult Playwrights Night Out has already happened. Although that doesn't mean that we won't have another one.
Yeah.
It's the great thing about Playwrights Night Out is that because it's Reader's Theater, if we get a bunch of people who have scripts and they want to see them go on stage, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
The more we can have local people getting their work on stage, I say let's do it. You know, I'm not saying that there won't be another Playwrights Night Out for adults. We are focusing on the junior one.
Well,
right,
and if not,
right
there'll
now,
be one next year.
Right, exactly. Yes.
So get those plays written.
Absolutely. Other than pandemic time, obviously, we've had a Playwrights Night Out every year, and it's definitely something that we want to keep going.
Fun.
It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I should let you go because I know you've got to get to the theater.
Dash off to the theater. True, we'll see you there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't miss Steel Magnolias. It'll be over the 26th of March. So my next guest, if you have been to the theater here in Reading in the last 30 years, you will know who she is. Pamela Carney, thank you for joining me here on Arts Around Town.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and I've already told people that you are in
The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden. The musical.
Yes.
Yes, the musical version.
The Broadway version.
Oh, the Broadway version. Is there another musical?
There's another Secret Garden spring version, which is shorter.
Oh.
Doesn't have as much.
Is that something that kids would do? Or?
Yeah. In fact, we were going to do the spring version and do lots of school shows. And, the shorter is easier for the younger children to watch. So this is the long version.
They seem to stay involved. I saw it yesterday, and kids seem to love it.
Yeah, that's great.
Young kids and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to have my 3-year-old come see it, too. So that's how much I think kids can watch this one as well.
Oh, I love it. I wish my grandsons were here. But yes, if you have children, it's really kid friendly and very magical and beautiful and well staged. And when does it close?
It is closing this weekend on Saturday the 19th.
I thought it was on till the 27th.
Our counterpart, Riverfront Playhouse Steel Magnolias, goes through the 26th, but right. we're only 2 weekends. We thought we were going to have a lot of daytime shows for children, so we had a 2-week run so it, you know, we wouldn't exhaust the cast.
Right.
But we already had our time frame of 2 weeks when we decided to go to the Broadway version. So
that's why
it's 2 weeks.
Because mm-hmm. I remember hearing it was running till the 27th.
Yeah.
No, okay.
It's 2 weeks. And so get over there. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. It's really a sweet show. It's just
really
beautiful.
Yeah,
very
beautiful. We have a Friday evening on the 18th. We have a Saturday matinee on the 19th and our closing night performance on the 19th this Saturday.
And the singers are extraordinary. Really,
it's beautiful music, beautiful score, beautiful scenery. The set changes are amazing.
They
are. Costumes. Yeah. Fantastic.
So don't miss it. It's really a short run.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised they didn't do it during the spring break. That seemed like the logical time to me, but oh well. So, Pam, you've been... I think I heard Erin Haney Stewart say that you were one of her students.
Yes,
I
sure was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Drama was one of my favorite subjects in school. And so I moved out here in 1979 and went to Enterprise High School. And her name was Ms. Haney at the time.
Yes.
And she was my drama teacher for 2 years. And I did plays with them. Of course, their big annual play production was a musical. So I did Annie Get Your Gun in my junior year, and I did Guys and Dolls in my senior year, and I got to play Sister Sarah.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you do sing. I wondered if you sang.
Yeah. I sang a lot more in my early days. This is the first musical I've done in, I don't know how long, maybe decades.
I don't remember ever seeing mm-hmm. you in a musical.
Yeah,
so
this has been a lot of fun.
But the dancing and everything, it was quite intricate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Thank you. We're having a great time.
I can tell. Mm-hmm. I can tell. Everybody's enjoying.
Very much.
And you have two young leads, is that right? Two girls who play the part?
Yes. The part of Mary is played by Clara Stockson, but she has an understudy, Kathy. Currently, I don't have her last name. But,
okay,
yeah.
And Lizzie Stockson is the director.
The director. Mm-hmm. And
she did a wonderful job with all those people.
Oh my gosh,
goodness.
Amazing.
Huge cast.
What a great experience it's been.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So, and I hadn't heard the music from this play, so I was really surprised. It's really, really beautiful.
It is.
So I would think everyone knows the story and has either seen the film or read the book, but... what can you tell us about this musical version without giving away the end?
Well, I can tell you that my character is Mrs. Medlock, and I'm the housekeeper for the Misselthwaite Manor. Archibald Craven is the lord of the mansion, of the manor. His brother is Dr. Craven. Archibald Craven has an invalid son. Mary, who lives in India, wakes up one morning to have found out her family has died of cholera. So she goes to Yorkshire to live with her uncle because that's the only living relative that they know of to send her. And she's obviously sad. She comes to a place that is also kind of sad, and she brings life to this place. I mean, that's kind of the whole underlying theme is that she brings life to the mansion, to the manor, to the garden. I think that's probably about enough without telling, you know, too much of where it goes. But
and she sparks everybody there.
She does.
Yeah. It's almost like they were all waiting for her.
Right. Yeah. It's a love story. It's quite
a
beautiful story.
Yeah. So you've done a lot of roles. What was your favorite role? Do you have a favorite role?
Oh, gosh.
It's like your children, isn't it?
Right? How do you pick a favorite? I mean, there's some that have stood out.
Some that stick with you?
Yeah. My first leading role at Riverfront Playhouse was in 1982 with Picnic, and I played Madge. So that was a big one. Roll on a couple of decades later or so, and Women of Lockerbie, that someone I know was in there.
Very well remembered. That was a thrill to be a part of that. Yes. Yes. It was beautiful.
That was how I met you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The most recent one before Secret Garden was the 39 Steps.
Oh, that was so wonderful. I talked about that every program I did.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, this is only a 4-member cast, and it usually is comprised of one woman and 3 men, and the 2 men play Clown 1 and Clown 2. Well, the director had some difficulty finding a man to play the part, so he asked me to do it, and...
Oh, you were great.
It was challenging, but it was so much fun.
Oh, my God. It was so fast-moving.
Yes.
Changes, scene changes.
It makes me laugh when people tell me they have to change a costume 3 times throughout a play.
Try every 2 seconds.
Right. And now in this play, I have 1 accent in the Secret Garden, 1 costume, 1 hairstyle. It's kind of a little retreat.
It was wonderful. Was there a role that you would like to play? Is there something on your bucket list?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe not. You've done so much.
You know, I wanted to do Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein, and that wasn't meant to be, but that's okay. I'm in the ensemble for that. That's at Axiom. I wanted to be Eleanor in... what is that play
did?
The Lion in Winter.
The Lion in Winter.
I did the character Alice in The Lion in Winter when I was very young. So it was kind of like, oh, I'd like to do Eleanor. But
of course.
It's not my time yet. So
there's still time.
Maybe later. Yeah. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
I do too.
Yeah. I wanted to be Malin in Steel Magnolias, but that wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
But I'm in The Secret Garden where I feel like I'm meant to be. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I could see how it would really be a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
To do that every night. It's not like doing Oedipus.
No. There I was a queen too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And very intense.
Yes, very.
So what's happening with Young Frankenstein? Is that the next play at Axiom?
The next play is Meteor Shower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Ken Hill is directing,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So then Young Frankenstein will be after that. But when we go to rehearsal at these community theaters, Axiom is actually a repertory theater, but the rehearsals can be 2 or 3 months in advance of the show.
Right.
So we are just rehearsing for a long time before the show comes on. So right now with repertory, we've got plays going all the time. One play goes out, the next one is in within 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
it's fun.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
are you singing in Young Frankenstein?
I will be singing at part of the ensemble. So I'll be doing some of that movement that they call dance on stage.
Great.
I don't call myself a dancer, but I can move.
Yeah. As long as we can still move.
Right.
We can be dancers. So anything else you want to tell us? Tell us about... The Secret Garden, when is it playing now?
So we just finished our first weekend, and our closing weekend is coming up, so that'll be the 18th and 19th.
You're not on the Thursday? No, Thursday.
Nope, no
Thursday show, just Friday,
Just Friday, Saturday.
Saturday,
and Saturday has a matinee and an evening.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So no Sunday matinee.
Not this week. We did this past weekend, yes,
right.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that hard to do 2 shows in one day? I mean, is it hard on all those kids?
Everybody's so energized in this play.
Oh.
And the kids have so much energy, and I think it spills over to us adults. At least it does for me. I was dancing around backstage. I was so happy yesterday. And that was the evening. Actually, that was the afternoon. But for Saturday, yeah. I'm happy doing
okay.
it. I didn't know I wanted to do a play with children, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, you did that with 39 Steps, too. Not with children, but you did two shows.
The two shows in one day.
That show was really grueling.
Right.
Yeah. I think I saw the second show on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was a fun show.
Yeah. So what else is coming up besides Young Frankenstein?
Well, you know, Steel Magnolias is going on at Riverfront.
Yes. We talked to Mallory about that.
Yeah. Gosh, there's, you know, they're going to have some summer theater at both Riverfront and Axiom. And they, as far as I know, they're both geared towards children so that children have an activity in the summer. So,
good.
Yeah,
that'll be nice. Well, the
last
show was very successful.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Seussical the Musical.
Seussical the Musical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was also directed by Lizzie Stockson. And then right. She does such a great job.
She does. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she does it, handles all those children, but that's great.
Yeah. She's got a way with children. She really does. She's got so much patience. It's amazing.
I've wanted to do vocal lessons with her because I know she does. She used to be in this building. I don't know if she still is or not because
yeah,
it seems
know.
Like everything is shaken up and we're moving. But, yes.
Well, if you want to go see The Secret Garden, you can go online at axreptheatre.com, and that is axreptheatre.com. You can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and find any one of those. And we also have tickets at the door.
Yes, we usually do.
Yes, and there's a lounge. It's called the Looking Glass Lounge. Get there early. The show starts at 7:30. The house opens at 7. The doors open at 6:30. So come on in, get your tickets, go sit in the lounge, enjoy a beverage and a snack. And you can bring the beverage and snack into the theater. And this show is pretty fast paced as well.
It is.
Before you know it, you're already at the intermission and you're going to go get another snack and another drink and sit down and relax and enjoy the rest of the show. And by the end of the show, you'll be smiling and maybe moved to tears. Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way.
Very good.
Yes.
Cathartic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very. So. All right. Well, thank you so much. I know you're rushing off to rehearsal.
I am. I'm on my
Lucky
way to
you.
Young Frankenstein rehearsal. I do like to keep busy, and I do love the entire process of the theater experience with the auditions, the casting, the read-through, memorizing the lines, developing a character, meeting new people, making new friends and connections that become family, rehearsing, and then stepping onto the live stage with a live audience.
Yes, it's wonderful. And it was great to see how huge the audience was. It was just beautiful.
Yep. It makes us
that
feel good on stage.
Me.
That energy from the audience. Yes, we love it.
Whether I'm on stage or in the audience, I want to see a lot of payball.
Yeah, and we love the energy of the clapping and the
and
the hooting and hollering. Yeah. They're so happy.
The kids were so excited. They were in the audience. They just loved it.
That's great.
It was. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And April starts with a fundraiser for the Riverfront Theater, April 1st and 2nd, and April 8th and 9th at 7:30. Three plays by Howard Patterson. This is a play for adults with adult language, and it stars some of the best-known actors in town. So I hope you get to see it. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you. And Linda Reagan, 150@gmail.com.